I'm Terry Elton.
And I'm Jackson Idy. And welcome to the Journeys of Peace podcast. Terry, what is the Journeys of Peace podcast?
Jackson, I am so glad you asked. This is a podcast that records people's journeys through faith, life, and the challenges it brings. And we're going to use this podcast to tell the stories of people at Lutheran Church of Peace. And I think, Jackson, we should start by telling our stories.
That's a great idea.
So we kind of came up with some questions, and we're just going to ask each other questions. So why don't you go first and ask me a question, Jackson?
All right. If you could talk to a younger version of yourself, what would you say and why?
Well, Jackson, I have a few more years in my behind me than you do. So I'm going to say to myself, that was like your age when I was in high school. I was really worried about the next thing. Like I was worried about like, when am I going to get my driver's license and when am I going to get into college or whatever? And I think my younger self missed out on what was happening right in the moment because I was so worried about the next thing. So I would tell my younger self to just chill. And I would say, enjoy the moment, prepare for the future, but don't get so fixated on the future and just enjoy the moment. That's what I would say to my younger self. So I have one for you now, Jackson.
Okay.
What's a favorite story from your childhood?
I honestly haven't been able to think of one this whole
time. You don't have any stories from your childhood? I got another one.
Yeah, okay.
What's a really good thing about being a twin? Because I am not a twin.
Right.
In fact, I don't even have a sister. You have a sister. I don't even know what it's like living with a sister. So what's a favorite story from being a twin?
My favorite story, or favorite thing about being a twin is that there is another level of twin telepathy that you get where you can communicate without talking at all. And you know what you're talking about and your parents have no clue and you can leave them confused and they have no idea.
Is it just like that really look or that
Or it's when you're tired in the morning and can barely speak and then your twin understands
you. And they kind of just take care of it. So I have a niece and nephew that are twins. They're a year ahead of you. They just graduated from high school and they are really different, but they like have that telepathy. So for a while they made donuts together and I'm like, okay, how is this going to work? Cause they're so different. And they like could just figure it out without talking to each other. And it was kind of funny, right?
That's awesome.
So now I know their superpower is that they're...
Every twin has that superpower, I think.
I know. And my son-in-law is a triplet.
Oh, wow.
And then he has a fraternal twin and an identical twin. And I'm like, that has to have like differences too, right?
Yeah, it probably does.
You know? But they still have telepathy, I think. Superpower.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you asked me a question.
All right, Terry. How has your life been different than you imagined?
Well, there's a lot of things that are different than I imagined, but one of them is, so up until I graduated from college, got my first job out of college, I moved around a lot. My dad's a pastor that became a professor, so we moved for churches or we moved for jobs. And then once they kind of settled down, I moved for college and stuff like that. So up until I was like 22, well, a little bit longer old than that, I'd never lived for one place more than 6 years of my life. And since I got that first job, I lived in the same community ever since. So I have raised my kids in the same community and actually they don't even remember, they all only remember this one house.
Right.
So I didn't love moving, like making new friends and stuff, but I love living in different locations and the difference and learning. And I think I love culture because I like to, Southern California is different than Fargo, North Dakota or whatever. And so it was different raising my kids that way. So my husband and I have said, we're screwing up our suburban kids by bringing them traveling.
Like, oh, yeah.
in the U.S. or around the, we've gone to a lot of different countries. We have mission partners in the Dominican Republic, and we live there for summer, just to kind of like say the world is interesting. So for me, the world, it's what's different is that as an adult, I didn't move around like when I was a kid.
That is interesting. Mm-hmm. You'd think it'd be the opposite.
Correct. And I remember that I did youth ministry for the first whatever years when I was in at Prince Peace where I served. And I remember still being in that community 20 years later and somebody coming up to me in youth ministry. And I'm like, I'm that person now. They all left and they're back visiting their parents. And I'm the person they run into at the Y. And I'm like, okay, I guess that's okay. But it was like just weird being the person there. So, all right, Jackson.
Yes.
If you look ahead in the world, you got a few years ahead of you.
I have
probably more than me. I'm just saying.
Maybe.
Let's go with that. What's one change you would like to see in the world?
One change I would like to see in the world. I would love it if people could agree more.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like there's a lot of people disagreeing currently everywhere in the world, especially here in the U.S.
Yeah.
And it would be really nice if we could come together and agree not on everything, but on some things, you know, and have a better way of talking things out would be very nice.
So do you see pockets of where that happens?
I do on certain subjects. And then I see that it doesn't work out. I remember daylight savings got rescinded. It got, you know, nobody wanted to do it anymore. And everyone said, yes, we're not doing this. And then that just didn't happen. I think they just went back on it and said, yeah, actually, we're going to keep doing this. So that was a surprising thing that they agreed on. Yeah. And then apparently they really didn't.
Yeah. Do you see places where, like at school or in places where your peers are, like giving you hope, like they're trying to figure out how to do that? But here's why I ask. I think our younger generation of adults is a more accepting of different ideas.
Definitely.
And I think that's a positive thing. Mm-hmm. And I think they're in that they don't fixate on, hey, you can vote differently than I do or whatever. We can have different ideas on certain things and so be friends or whatever, but also have different practices of like that I don't think they're always thoughtful of, but that some of us older generation just didn't learn.
Right.
So like, where do you see that maybe happening?
Well, at my school, there is a lot of diversity. Mm-hmm. We have people from everywhere, and it's really cool seeing all the, we have multiple cultural nights throughout the year, and it's really cool seeing all the cultures come together and getting to experience them all.
Yeah.
And there's no real hatred towards those communities, you know, everybody is very accepting, of anyone else's culture. So it's very, we have large diversity, and it's very cool in our school.
That's great. So I think part of it is being exposed.
Definitely.
Like I grew up in Southern California and being a European, very blonde, white, very, you know, white all hair and skin and everything. I was often a minority. Like I stuck out. There was a lot more people of Mexican descent or African-Americans and things like that. And so I think for me, and that was in like early elementary, that was normal to have more diversity, both in my school and in my neighborhood and, you know, those kind of things. Well, thanks, Jackson, for sharing your story today.
Well, thank you, Terry. Stay tuned for more Journeys of Peace.